Now, I know I played that track a couple of weeks ago. It's the Celtic Orchestra and their interpretation of that lovely Irish air, The Lark in the Clear Air. But I did get a request from Mary in Mississauga, have I got that correctly, in Canada, to play it again. And Mary, I hope you enjoyed that. Now, a couple of things about this next track. First of all, it is a little longer than we usually play. It's also sung Os Gaeilge, or as we say, in Irish. And friends, I can remember learning this song when I was about 4 years old. It tells the story of a little boat, praising my little boat. O Roma Wargenic Schnaveron Goon. Oh, my little boat floating on the harbour. And it has a lovely, haunting, what's the word I'm looking for? Irish sound. That's the only word that comes to mind for me. It is so beautiful and haunting. Listen to Cathy Ryan as she sings O Roma Wargene.
Cra mi shulta iscaun e shir O Roma Wargene Scovi hae loen ni hiacame
Oh,
Yes, I know it was longer than we usually have, but you know, friends, listening to that gives you butterflies in your tummy. Cathy Ryan and O Roma Wojin. And now, a song from Emmett Cahill that we all know and love so well.
Take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wide and wide, to where your heart has ever been. Since first you were my bonnie bride,
beautiful voice of Emmett Cahill and I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Now, once again, it's one of my favourite Irish singers, Johnny McAvoy. I don't believe this man ever made a bad recording. This is a song which is not an Irish song, but Johnny sings it so, what's the word I'm looking for? Sympathetically, right? It's called Going to California and it tells a sad little story.
He was never there when needed, and oh, how much she pleaded, saying, darling, won't you stay home just one time? He'd just smile and say, I'm sorry, but there's no need to worry, just go to meet some army buddies, drink some beer, fight the war. In the kitchen making wishes as she tidies up the dishes of another lonely weekend and the wine she drank alone. And the nights, they hold no pity in the cold of New York City, while she waits there in the darkness to hear his key turn in the door. Then one night he came home sober, with a longing just to hold her, when he found the note she'd written waiting by the telephone. And she said, "I'll always love you, and I never will forget you, but I just can't take this lonely feeling anymore." She said, "I'm going to California to taste the sunshine and the wine, sit beside the rolling ocean and slowly pass the time, reading books and old love stories, and forget about my worries. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime." Now the nights are long and lonely as he sits and watches TV, drinking beer and chasing whiskey, wondering where it all went wrong. And his eyes are tired and burning from the dreams that keep returning, and all his yesterdays, they won't leave him alone. She said, "I'm going to California to taste the sunshine and the wine, sit beside the rolling ocean and slowly pass the time, reading books and old love stories, and forget about my worries. And maybe, who knows, maybe we'll meet again sometime."
A sad little song from Johnny McAvoy there. He sings it really well. Mind you, he sings everything really well. "Going to California." Now, here's a song from Red Hurley that I was sent the other day by a friend of mine who said you might like to play it on your program. I have to confess, I haven't heard it before. It's called "The Song of the Irish Emigrant," and it tells the story of a man who, though himself not Irish, he's from Irish descent. And like lots of, well, like hundreds and thousands and maybe millions of people around the world, it tells the story of Ireland and the Irish emigrant. Take a listen to Red Hurley as he tells us an Irish emigrant.
I often think of Ireland, that's where my folk are from. Though I have never been there, I feel I still belong. I picture in my mind's eye a countryside serene, her mountains and her valleys, her fields forever green. dark days in her story, times of famine, times of greed, and to many distant countries was spread the Irish seed. Now that seed has grown to flower, ever mindful of its past. And though oceans separate us, these ties will ever last. So sing a song for Ireland, our mother and our home. She is always at the heart of us, wherever we may roam. And whenever there's a longing, she is but a thought away. So stop a while and think of her today. I see the River Shannon as she makes her twisting way. I see the Mourne Mountains and I picture Bantry Bay. We'll walk the streets of Dublin, Cork and Belfast all as one. Then we'll sit and drink our Guinness whenever the day is done. And we'll sing a song for Ireland, our mother and our home. She is always at the heart of us, wherever we may roam. And whenever there's a longing, she is but a thought away. So stop a while and think of her today. And whenever there's a longing, she is but a thought away. So stop a while and
Red Hurley. And you know, friends, I think that's a great song. It sums up the thoughts of hope of many of the listeners to Sounds Irish. Sing a Song of Ireland, Red Hurley. Earlier on the programme, we had Danny Doyle telling us all about Dublin and the Rare Owl Times. Well, we're going to Dublin again now, but this time a more up-to-date Dublin. This song is entitled The Dublin Saunter. It's sung for us here by Paddy Riley, he of the Fields of Athenry fame, but now he's singing about Dublin. And a little bit of explanation. Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll round Stephen's Green. Stephen's Green is a green area at the top of Grafton Street, which is a pedestrian shopping area well known in Dublin. And I think you get the message as the song goes along. Singing the praises of Dublin, Paddy Riley and the Dublin Saunter.
I've been north and I've been south, I've been east and west, I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best, just a little town I call my own. For Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry. You're a king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air. There's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. I've been here and I've been there, I've sought the rainbow's end, but no crock of gold I've found. Now I know that come what will, whatever fate may send, here my roots are deep in friendly ground. For Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're the king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air. There's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning.
In Dublin on a sunny summer morning. And this particular summer, we had lots of sunny summer mornings in Dublin and all over Ireland, for that matter. Paddy Riley. Earlier on in the programme, we had Dolores Keane bewailing the fact of her beloved Teddy O'Neill. And I did say we might get her brother to sing later on. Here he is, Sean Keane. And I actually think it's Dolores is singing the harmony with him. Tells a nice little story, this one. Home Away From Home. Listen to the lyrics.
I didn't sleep at all last night, I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eyed songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, for it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had one bag too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find my ticket as I'm walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. On board the plane I sipped a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me making sure that I won't sleep, and the flight's too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down, and I aged in years while waiting for the bags to come around. And I make it home at last, and I'm barely unpacked when I'm already making plans to go again.
back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be becoming, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. But it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. But it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Sean Keen and Home Away From Home. Some very clever lyrics in that, I thought. Now I have a track from Sean O'Shea. I occasionally play Sean O'Shea tracks on Sounds Irish. This is one of my favourite Sean O'Shea tracks. It's a poem by Charles Kickham entitled She Lived Beside the Anner, that's A-N-N-E-R, which is a river in Tipperary. And the song starts by painting a picture of the beautiful girl, how well she looks. And then as we move on through the song, it tells us how you brave Irish girls had to cross the Atlantic Ocean to find work. And the last part of the song, she's writing a letter home. Sean O'Shea, She Lived Beside the Anner.
At the foot of Schliernamon, a gentle Irish peasant girl with mild eyes like the dawn. Her lips were dewy rosebuds, her teeth were pearls red, and a snowdrift neath a beechen bough, her neck and nut brown hair. How pleasant 'twas to see her on a Sunday when the bell was filling with its mellow tones lone wood and grassy dell. And when at eve young maidens strayed the river bank along, the widow's brown-haired daughter was the loveliest of the throng. Well, may call you brave, sure the least of all your perils is the stormy ocean wave. When you leave your quiet valleys and cross the Atlantic foam to hoard your heart for the helpless ones at home. Write a word to my own mother, say we'll meet with God above, and tell my little brother send them all my love. May angels ever garlands their dying sisters pray, and fold
May the angels be their guardian, was the dying sister's prayer. And folded in the letter was a braid of nut-brown hair. I think that is one fabulous song, wonderfully sung by Sean O'Shea. Now, this next song is a memory jogger for Joe, because the very first time I sang it, I was working with the Jack Ruan Band in Ballina, and we were touring America, and we were playing in Boston. And I had learned the song before we left for the tour, and this was the first time I sang it. And it was, the feeling was wonderful, the reception we got. It's Frank McCaffrey, who I like singing. I play a lot of his material. And he's telling us all about a dream. He's away across the foreign land, and he's dreaming of his Kilkenny home, back home. And each time he pictures the moon behind the hill. And take a listen to the last verse.
I watched last night the rising moon upon a foreign strand, till memories came like flowers in June of home and fatherland. I dreamt I was a child once more beside the rippling rill, where first I saw in days of yore the moon behind the hill. It brought me back the visions grand, that purple boyhood's dreams. Its youthful loves, its happy land, as bright as morning's beams. It brought me back my own sweet Nore, the castle and the mill, until my eyes could see no more the moon behind the hill. It brought me back a mother's love, until in accents wild I prayed her from her home above to guard her lonely child. It brought me one across the way to live in memory still. It brought me back my Kathleen's grave, the moon behind the hill.
Frank McCaffrey and a wonderful version of The Moon Behind the Hill. Now, these next two tracks are connected. First of all, I did mention earlier on in the programme that we'd be having a big Tom track. We're having just that, one of his big hits. And when we finish listening to it, I'll tell you a little story of that I heard only the other day. Big Tom, we're going out the same way we came in, which is quite true. As I say to you so often, friends, listen to the lyrics.
We're going out the same way we came in. Don't matter who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. We are born into this world without a thing, and we leave it just as naked as we came. On a mansion on the hill don't mean nothing when St. Peter calls your name. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. Someone will load a fire
next of kin. Some will weep and some will moan, some will spit upon your stone, but you're going out the same way you came in. Oh, they lay you out in all your fancy clothes, then they'll figure out just who and what you own. Then the lawyers line their nest, and your kinfolk gets the rest, but you can't take it with you when you go. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. Makes no difference who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. Makes no difference who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. Yeah, you're going out the same way you came in.
Big Tom, or to give him his correct name, Tom McBride, and you're going out the same way you came in. They called him Big Tom because he was a huge man.